Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you, and may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Hello and welcome to Crosstalk. Tonight we have Angus Keith and his wife Frances with us, and we're really excited about having them tonight. Welcome.
Welcome, guys. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
So tonight,
nice to have you here.
Uncle Bill, you're going to take us off on this journey.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We welcome you here because you're a blessing, you and your wife. And I have a question for you. When and where did you first get saved?
I just want to say, first of all, that it's a great honor to be here and that you've had us here. We really appreciate that very much. And this is a great work that you are doing here for the Lord. Everything that the church does, everything that you're doing, even with the podcast and all the other ministries that the church does too. It's blessing everybody amongst our people.
So
I just wanted to say that first.
Praise the Lord, Angus. It's all Him, you know?
It is, but it still takes people that He moves upon, you know, to be willing vessels too. So but we appreciate everything that the church does. I just want to say that. Growing up in my house, everybody knows my father. Growing up in my house, I believe that I first got saved when I was young, really young. Like, I remember going across the country. We were going from back east to out west, and I remember my father took me in. I was a wee boy. I was about maybe 6 or 7 years old. And he took me into, we were traveling through Texas on the way out west, and in John Hagee's church. And I remember he had an altar call, and he also said, "Does anybody want to get filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit?" And I just remember being a wee boy, and I raised my hand, and my father, you know, encouraged me to do so. And I remember getting filled with the Holy Spirit, and as we were leaving, walking to the parking lot, I said, "Dad, I believe I didn't even really know, I was just so young, and I started speaking in tongues."
Amen.
So, before I was a teenager, 12, 13 years old, I had a close walk with the Lord, and my father took me to church a lot, and I knew the Lord, and I had a good relationship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then my testimony is probably that of more of a prodigal son, okay? So,
amen.
I'm just being honest here. So maybe my testimony will bless somebody. So, as I got into my teenage years, I kind of got led astray, you know, just trying to fit in, I guess. And that's the view that you take it, that you kind of get tricked into, you know, that you're just trying to fit in. But after a while, it goes darker than that, you know. So I kind of turned rebellious against the Lord and the things of the Lord. And I remember that, you know, those years, I was just a normal teenager, but I wasn't living for God at all. And I know my father was praying for me, and so was my mother. And I felt their prayers at times. There was times I needed their prayers. And even through those times, I knew the Lord, but I wasn't serving Him at all. And so I, you know, I I kind of got to a place where I felt like God was calling me back, and he was drawing me to him. And I felt like he was kind of showing me that he had something for me that was going to bless me, or I could continue on in the path that I was going to. And I just felt in my heart that it wasn't going to be, it was going to lead to destruction. Mm-hmm. And so I felt God kind of drawing me, and God was dealing with me. And my father took me to a revival. It was a RAF revival. We was up in the San Francisco Bay Area. And the pastor there, it was a real move of God that I never seen ever before. And it made such an impact on me. And my father took me for three or four nights, and I was about 19 years old. So I kind of drifted from the Lord about 14, and then kind of come back around at this time. And God, I guess, you know, basically led me to another decision to come back to him or not. Amen. So after that, I kind of felt like God was just drawing me back to him. And then I remember sitting in a parking lot one night, and I got off from work, and I went in, and I stopped and got something to eat, and I was going home. And I said, I want to say the sinner's prayer in the truck right now. I just felt like God drawed me to do that. Mm-hmm. And I prayed. I said, God, forgive me. And I prayed the sinner's prayer. And I really felt something change on the inside at that point.
Oh, man.
And so I believe that even though I knew the Lord, it was like it was like God re-brought me back and restored me.
Man.
And and at that point, that's when I think that I, as an adult, made the the Lord drawed me to him, and I believe that that's when I repented and kind of really come to know the Lord. Man. And at the same time, and I know Frances will give her testimony, at the same time that God was doing that for me, God had been working on Frances and was bringing her to have a real relationship with him at the same time. I didn't know this either. I didn't know this. She was in Jersey and I was in California. And so at the same time God was doing this work in me, he was doing this work in her.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And it that's when you know that it's really of God. So he was doing that work for her. He was doing the work on me. And so that's, to answer the question, that's kind of my testimony.
Well, he was preparing you for your future together.
He was, yeah.
And he knew the future for both of you. And I like Angus, you mentioned your dad. Your dad is a prayer warrior, and your mother.
Mm-hmm.
I torture them to death. God love them. They probably can't stand to see me coming. I'm never done. But they're always texting me and praying every big need in my life, I call them. But I have to feel the prayer of the mother and father too, Angus. It always was covered over you and was that protection and that for your future.
Yes.
And for your future wife.
Yes.
And God put you together like that.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, Frances, how about you?
Well, I remember being in the Excelsior in Hackensack, New Jersey. And I remember being 16 and praying in my room, and kind of like contrary, like kind of said to God, I know you have a plan for me, but if you can change my heart, good luck to you. You know, sarcastically, I said it to him, and that was kind of the moment where I always kind of know God, but it become real to me.
Right.
And then I got on fire for God, and I remember Esther Keith gave my mother CDs, Will Strong from Overcomers Church. And I started listening to them as I cleaned the house. And when I would listen to them, it was extremely good teaching. And it was a miracle because I didn't know what God was doing. I didn't know that, you know, I would end up marrying Angus at Will Strong's church.
That's amazing.
That was amazing.
Yeah. You know, I who would have known that would have ended up being the man that would marry me one day?
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
And he, you know, the man was a tremendous blessing to us, and he was an exceptional teacher. But we also went to Angus and Kathy's youth meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I remember Georgie Woods praying with me and saying, you know, because I was praying, and him, it's done. And I said, what do you mean it's done? You're just waiting for it to come to pass. And, you know, God brought me and Angus together. And without God, nothing, but God, everything's possible.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
It was beautiful. Amen.
The thing that really, when I knew it was God, was that how God was working on her heart and God was working on my heart. And I just thought that was not ordinary.
No.
How Esther Keith gave her the tapes of the pastor that the church that we would go to. So it was definitely of God. So we basically both come to New Christ right around the same time. And when we both got married, we both really was very evenly yoked with one another.
Amen. Praise God, that was good. Amen.
You know, Amen. We was very evenly yoked in our relationship and through Christ, what we believed and I would just remember it was a great time in our life because we were really, what's the word I'm looking for? Like I say, it was like a faith explosion.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Going on at that time in both of our lives. So
yes.
it was an extraordinary time.
Amen. Amen. Do you have any standout moments in your walk with the Lord you'd like to share with us or any moves that impacted you?
Let's see you top that one.
Well, getting saved is definitely the biggest, mm-hmm. you know, standout moment for anybody, really. It's
yes.
the best and greatest thing that anybody can ever have happen in their life. But I, you know, there's been so many things that God's blessed me in my life that is extraordinary, and I know it only comes from Him.
Amen.
So, like I said, the other thing that God's done that's extraordinary standout was God's blessed us with twins twice.
Two sets of twins, yes.
So, and there's been so many standout things, you know, how God, me and Francis kind of find that when God wants to bless you with something, he kind of puts it in your heart and then gives you the faith to believe for it.
Mm-hmm.
And Amen. Just seeing things on a daily walk with him every day by day, and big things that he does in your life is always, mm-hmm. it never ceases. There's never a dull moment with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
How about you, Francis?
Well, today is June 19th, and I share my scripture, my testimony with a lot of different people that I encounter through the day. June 19th was the day my mother got called home, and my father died 3 months after my mother, and then I had two brothers that died a day apart. But God was with us, and God blessed me and Charlie Barley. And, you know, I thank God I had my Angus.
Amen.
You know, my husband was the Amen. Biggest blessing to me. And I thank God for him every day and every night because he's just a gift from God.
Amen. You know? God. That's Amen. Beautiful Amen. To hear, Francis. It really is.
So being equally yoked and that man to stand by your side.
That's
well,
it.
Well, Francis is yeah. always, it was, during that time, it was, it was an unbelievable situation, but it was, looking back, God gave Francis an extraordinary faith
mm-hmm.
and an unbelievable grace to be able to go through all that.
Yes.
And it's, you know, there's a lot of people that's been through a lot of stuff. And when you see how God graces them and gives them the faith to be able to go through that stuff, It's an unbelievable testimony to God Himself.
God
is a testimony.
And how good He is. And
how good He is. I was going to say that, Angus. God is good.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So what is laid on your heart to do in service for Him?
The Lord.
Well, I think the biggest thing that I see is you know, the youth. I think that there's a lot of young people, and they I have kids in the crew, and I have them that age, and really it's a crucial time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a time where it can make or break you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an important time in your life. Absolutely. You know, if you get on the wrong path, a lot of people that you look at, they get on the wrong path at that time. And God is always capable of putting you back in the right path. But
amen.
If you're serving the Lord at that time, it's much easier.
Amen.
You'll have a much easier life, you know, and God can get you through many different things. So in seeing the youth, especially the way they are now with the church, coming all 3-4 times a week, I think that that's something that I've always thought that talking to younger kids and stuff like that at that age, I think it's something that me and Francis always, anybody that is in that age that God puts in front of me or Francis that God brings to us that allows us to talk to somebody at that age, I think is an unbelievable blessing.
Amen.
Because people done it for us, like I say, Fred Francis said, Georgie Woods was a big influence.
He has been on a lot of people.
On both me and Francis when we was young. It really did make a big impact. It really did.
And you can't forget your dad. Your dad is sold into the youth.
Yes.
Forever. He has.
But, there are certain people that God brings that you have an easy time to talk to and God will bring into your life. And you don't know them people who they're, like Rena and Donna was two people that was a tremendous blessing to me because I remember talking, and because sometimes you need somebody that's kind of, you know what I mean, that's your friend, but not too close just to talk to, you know what I mean?
That's right.
And,
you can identify with.
Yes. And seek first the kingdom of heaven and God's righteousness and everything else is added unto you. And the thing with it is that you have to seek God and then God will bless you. And he's always faithful and, you know, he's always been a blessing to us. I don't know where me and Angus would be if we wouldn't have had the Lord.
Amen. 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 That was very good. Who has been some major influences in your life, in your walk with Jesus?
Well, there's been quite a few people, actually. There's been quite a few people. I mean, obviously, my father and mother.
Yes.
And, you know, it seems like God, during different seasons, God brings different people into your life.
Amen.
Yes.
So, at different times in my life, there's been different people. Like I said, when we were younger, Georgie Woods was a big influence on my Christian walk with the Lord when I was just coming back around to get serious about the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a couple of RAF ministers that ministered to me, too, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And even friends. You know, I've had a couple of close friends, like I say, that's talked to me about God and encouraged me at different times about God. But but really probably Francis has been a big influence on me and always has been when it comes to the Lord. Anytime that I was lacking in faith or wanting to do the right thing, Francis always encourages me. That's why it's important when you're young to get a spouse that knows the Lord.
Amen.
And really knows the Lord. Because if you do, it's a blessing because it's a long life. And as you go through life, there's hardships and struggles. And there's a lot of times you don't want to do the right thing. You don't feel like doing the right thing. And when you have somebody. So I think Frances was a big, big impact. She made a big impact on me when I was younger and still even every day, even to this day.
Amen. That's beautiful.
It is. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. Amen. And when you were talking, Angus, what come to me was Amos 3:3. How can two walk together unless they agree? Yes. So you're walking together because you agree on who is your Savior and that he's the center of your home.
Yes.
And that makes all the difference in the world.
Amen. It does, yeah.
Amen.
How about you, Francis?
Well, Grandma Kathy is a tremendous blessing to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always believe in the power of prayer. Where two more come together and agree on one thing, it's done. There's power in prayer, and you always need prayer. When things come your way, stop and pray. Always say a prayer.
Yeah.
And, you know, sharing the Lord through your everyday life. Mm-hmm. You know, having an opportunity to ask somebody if you know if God called you home, do you know where you would go?
That's right.
You know what I mean? A simple question, and giving people the opportunity just to pray with them. Jeannie Johnston has been a tremendous blessing to me. She likes to the wee heavenly hot dogs, mm-hmm. you know.
Yes.
And Jeannie makes anything fun.
Yes.
You know, she's yes. just fun.
She yep. is fun.
And she is a woman of God, has a heart for the Lord. Amen. And I always, if I need prayer, I'll call and text Jeannie. You know, she's a blessing to me.
Yeah, encourage her, yes.
We need to encourage one another.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why God has the church, to be able to encourage one another. As we're all one body of Christ, so we need that encouragement at times. There's times when God might use you to encourage somebody, and then there's times that you'll need encouraged.
Amen. All the time, Angus, yes.
That's right. That's right. Because everybody's going through something.
That's it.
Everybody needs to be encouraged. That's it.
Uncle Bill, do you have a question?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was going to ask a question, and you pretty much answered it, but I was wondering what your vision and Francis is for the church and the youth as the time goes on, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, well, that's a question worth, you know, talking about mm-hmm. as many times as it takes. It's a very important question. You know, the vision, the biggest, like I say, there's a lot of people in need. And there's a lot of people in need, and especially amongst our people. There's a lot of people, a lot of widows, a lot of orphans, a lot of people that's sick. And really, the church, and especially this church, does a wonderful job at reaching out to those people in need. And so,
amen.
So,
thank you, Jesus.
You know, like I say, the youth I think it's important because it's the next generation of people coming up, and it's going to be the future of our people is going to be how they walk their walk with the Lord and what they share with their children and their children's children. So
amen.
It's good to really try and raise them up to be
amen.
Prayer warriors and to be a good witness to their future children too as well.
Basically, godly offspring.
Mm.
You know, we're like the last of the Mohegans. We're like Braveheart, you know. We've got to raise up godly offspring.
Well, the way the world's going today, it's scary for kids.
Well, and then sometimes you don't even see it right away. You think you're beating your head against a wall, but then you start to see the fruits of it.
Well, I mean, when we was young, and I mean, when we was growing up, even me and Francis, they didn't have all the social media. There wasn't a constant pressure of that. That's a big pressure on the kids
unbelievable.
Today.
It is,
yep.
That's an unbelievable pressure.
The kids is putting group messages with 100 people. Imagine being in a group message with 100 people.
And it's in writing for everybody to see, so you make a blunder. It's constant forever. So, I mean, it
and text and talk. You know, I've sent texts, and it don't translate the way you would when you were talking. It can be misinterpreted. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But there's so much that they're being bombarded with
mm-hmm.
constantly.
I agree.
And a lot of, I mean, you could just see the world today is not... There's something demonic going on.
Amen.
This isn't normal stuff that we're seeing. You know, this is like
the same world.
It's really not. So these kids that's coming up are going to have to be prepared
mm-hmm.
more for that spiritual battle than even we was when we was younger.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's one of the biggest things because they, like I say, they're going to need to be equipped because it's they're coming into a world that's going to be more difficult and darker than what it was when we was younger.
Yeah, I mean, from my time to yours.
I know.
Yeah. It's every generation, and I remember my people saying that, but if you go back and look at the 50s and 60s, I was born in the 60s to now to the 80s.
Yeah.
And now... It's just unbelievable.
It's just progressively getting worse and worse. Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody the other day, and what do you think? I said, I've read the back of the book. It's gonna it's going to get pretty bad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what it's going to take for him.
But you know what you have, Angus? the thing your dad had. He never, and your mom, they never stopped praying.
Yeah.
And where words can't reach people, prayers can.
Yes.
And that's what's so great about your dad and mom's ministry. I mean, they have a lot of ministries, but they're known for prayer.
Well, prayer works.
Amen. Listen, if really you're ever in a time of need, we always call Grandma Kathy.
That's it.
Yeah.
Amen. She is like, she's like one woman army.
Yes, yes.
And Amen. The thing with them is they don't say, I'll pray for you and then go have a hamburger. They pray for you.
Yes.
They
yes.
say they're going to pray for you. You're covered in prayer Amen. And the word.
Amen.
It's amazing.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Which leads us towards the end of the podcast. So we want to ask you guys if there's anything personal on your heart. Anything at all that you want to share or talk about the Lord or whatever you feel?
Well, I think that Francis and I were just talking the other day how even though sometimes it's hard, you got to be remain thankful for all the blessings that God's given you.
Amen.
And have a thankful Amen. Heart. You know, the Bible says, my people perish for a lack of vision.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for young people to have a vision.
Yes.
And when God gives you a vision, it's usually bigger than your own.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was younger, there's wee things I would believe for. And it was like, if I could just do this or do that. But God's plan is always greater for you than your plan.
Amen.
And so Amen. I think that it's good to have a vision and it's good to be always thankful.
Amen. That's good.
Thankful for what God's done for you. And it's hard because, you know, sometimes in life, things don't go the way you want it. You can be Amen. Critical, worry, fear at all. You know, there's so much going on today. So it's Amen. You gotta have, I have to, for me, I have to remind myself to be thankful. And
we all know, Amen.
You know, and that's, it's something that I think that it's important for me to remain thankful and to God for everything that he's done. Because really, without the Lord, everything comes from him.
Amen.
Everything Amen. Comes Amen. From the Lord. Even for the little things, just be thankful.
Amen.
And you have to cast your care upon the Lord Amen. Because he cares for you.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, every day you have to cast your care upon the Lord.
Amen.
There's a lot of worry today, you know, a lot of worry amongst younger people and people my age. There's a lot of worry and a lot of things and you know, everybody has kids and mm-hmm. it's a lot of worry. Life is a little more complicated today, it seems like, than it used to be.
I agree.
Yeah. So it's we have to constantly Amen. Remind ourselves to be thankful and, like Francis says, cast your cares upon the Lord.
I like that too, Francis, cast your cares upon the Lord, because sometimes when things come up, we tend to want to fix it ourselves. At least I do. Sometimes it's not the first thing I think of. I need to give this to the Lord, you know, and I think that's really good. That's really Amen. Good. I wrote that down. That's good.
Well, we want to thank you guys for coming on. We truly enjoyed it. You bless me, both of you, and we really appreciate you guys. And we want you to know
Anime,
love you.
I love you. We You're love a you blessing too. To me. Yeah. I consider you to be my friend, and Amen. I'm thankful to God Amen. For you.
We are Amen. More thankful for you, too, that you just, God, the Lord's put you in our life, you know?
Thank you very much for asking us to do this. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for being here, too.
Amen.
And we're like I say, we're thankful for the church, for everything that they do, because it's very important, this church, and Any traveler church is important because they minister, they minister to travelers in a way. It's good to, you know, it's good to go to any church, but it's particularly important, I think, to go to a traveler church because they can minister to you in a way that other people can't because they understand your needs more.
Amen.
So when they pray for you, they know what you're going through because they can relate to you in a deeper way.
Amen.
You know, sometimes people that know you, they'll pray for you, and it's good, too, and God can use anybody.
Absolutely.
But it's good. That's why, and it's a beacon of light amongst our people and amongst the kids and everything, so it's very important.
Amen.
And God does a lot of good work here at this Praise church. God.
Amen.
It's all the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, guys. You blessed me tonight. You blessed me, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, God gave me a wee scripture for you and your wife. It's in Philippians 6. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I believe the Lord, his hand's been on you from the beginning.
Amen.
And it will continue to the he returns. Amen.
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 And
Amen.
Another thing I want to share, when we was talking about the things, how the world's turning, it says where sin abounds, grace abounds more. So we have the power and the authority for them kids we're talking about and our brothers and sisters to overcome the things of this world. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we want everybody on a side note to know that Uncle Bill's doing the interview tonight from his rehab after breaking his hip. So he's not going to miss it. We love you, Uncle.
Thank you so much, Bill, for doing this. Thank you.
I love you.
Love you, Bill, and can't wait till you're back here.
Yes. We'll be praying for you.
The fruit don't fall from the tree.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free, and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.